The Psychology of To-Do Lists. Here's why to-do lists work or don't work. As I write this, a long list of tasks sits on the desk beside me, reminding me what to work on. Many people like me use to-do lists to organize work and manage time. So what makes this method effective? Psychologists have observed that people usually focus on tasks that aren't finished. This tendency may sound helpful, but it isn't always. In one study, people who didn't finish a warm-up activity struggled with later tasks. Their minds were still occupied with the warm-up. Planning how to finish the warm-up removed this distraction, even if they couldn't complete the task. Similarly, to-do lists let people plan when to complete tasks not yet finished. That frees their minds to concentrate on the task at hand. But writing a to-do list doesn't guarantee success. This technique has several limitations. Problem: a long list of tasks that need to be done can be overwhelming. When faced with too many choices, people may find it difficult to do anything. Solution: prioritize the items on the list and start with the most important tasks. Problem: most people have a preference for short, easy tasks. But this can lead to the easy jobs getting checked off, while long ones remain. Solution: divide long assignments into smaller parts. For example, don't write, "Plan trip to Japan." Write, "Check plane ticket prices online." This makes long tasks seem easier. You can also use fun tasks as rewards when you finish difficult ones. Problem: writing the list itself can be a form of procrastination. It gives you a sense of accomplishment without doing any real work. Solution: don't just list tasks. Decide when and where to do them. This will help you follow through. Some experts recommend a method called if-then planning. For example, rather than writing "call Steve," write "Monday after lunch, call Steve." Others abandon to-do lists altogether because they prefer scheduling tasks on a calendar. Remember, to-do lists are tools. They won't solve all your time management problems, but if used well, they can make you more effective at work and at home. Word bank. Psychology. I'm writing a psychology paper about how stress affects people's attitudes and decisions. Tendency. Frida has a tendency to wait until the last minute to start studying. Concentrate. Please turn your music down. I'm trying to concentrate. Limitation. This computer program is useful, but it does have several limitations. Overwhelming. I have 4 exams this week, so my schedule is overwhelming. Preference. When we go out to eat, George's preference is for Italian food. Assignment. Writing an article about her favorite writer was a fun assignment for Lisa. Procrastination. Procrastination just makes you more stressed because you have less time to complete your tasks. Abandon. After his injury, Harry abandoned basketball and became a swimmer. Talk about it. How do you keep track of the tasks you need to do? What are some advantages and disadvantages of to-do lists?